Well, this poem comes from a workshop experience, and it's titled On Being Told I Have a Cigarette in Every Poem. Which ruined me. I never gave up smoking. It gave me up. I was lacking the cool of a good disciple. I kept imagining ugly outcomes. And so I had to leave the nation of motorists, those worshipers wearing helmets of smoke at every stoplight, the ones coughing and bowing to the god each morning. Though for a while I mastered the spiritual exercise of lighting up in the shower. I wasn't without promise, but it wasn't a true calling, and what's more, I was warned not to get my cigarettes and my writing intertwined because they could never become undone, it was said, and that was bad, and so I quit. But my poems never did. They smoke like Kerouac, one behind their ear, one in their hand, one in their mouth, even more rolled up in the sleeves of their t-shirts. Cigarettes rise through the black ink face of these words like pigeon bones from the soil of an alley. And sure, I've been told that none of the ancients smoked. Not a single one of all the old canon of bearded dead men died of lung cancer. In fact, they didn't even know what a cigarette was, though somehow, despite this staggering handicap, still continued to write. I have a hard time believing this. I can too easily see a guy in a toga extinguishing a smoke under his sandal, exhaling as he does so, then lifting the hemlock with a wink. I can see Sappho sitting on the beach, killing a cigarette in a single drag, her eyes glittering like glass as she contemplates her girl walking with a man. And who can seriously deny that Dante chain smoked like hell as the damned gave him bad news with the hope he'd die of it? The lack of archaeological evidence for any of this suggests only that they smoked unfiltered. So of course there's a cigarette in every poem. How else? The only thing that's strange is that any poem can exist without a cigarette in it. For what common object in all the earth has the same quotient of glamour and evil misery as a cigarette? And of course I grieved at quitting, for what is more tender and more painful than an interrupted suicide? Think of that woman in her nightgown standing on the curb in the night as a fireman gently cloaks her shoulders in a blanket, the red ember in her hand rising to her face again and again and again. This is a bit of a long one.